Welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt Misler on the other side of the glass. And we're going to change it up. We got to talk about this NFL thing, dog, that's going crazy.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's crazy, man. Mm-hmm. You saw it this weekend. Two great games.
Oh, yeah.
Two of the greatest games played. I mean, NFL record. Both teams, both games went into the overtime. I mean, dude, you couldn't ask for anything more.
Yeah.
And then in the first game, the Saints versus the LA Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, we could talk about the play. It was blatant. Head-to-head, pass interference, all of the things you want to call it.
What are we doing?
Exactly. But look, here's the thing. Because I've been listening. It's a shame we weren't on yesterday because I really had a nice little letter. I had an index card and wrote down things and everything.
You forgot it at home?
No, I didn't forget it. I tore it up and threw it away because I figured, okay, we got to get over this, right?
No, senor!
And so, I mean, but here's my thing, and I told you before the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want replay on pass interference calls. I don't. You take away the human element. That is part of the game. I get what people are upset about. It was blatant. You saw it, I saw it. But why did we see it, Miz? Because we have TVs. We can watch replays. The referees, they get to see it one time. That's it. You only see it one time. How did two referees, mind you, maybe a third, miss that play? They're there. They're supposed to watch.
Mm-hmm.
On the sidelines, there's a guy who's looking down, and the other guy's looking down.
Yep, one guy at the pylon, the other one at the line of scrimmage, watching the ball.
Right.
And watching them play the entire time.
How do you miss that play? But that's what I call the human element. It's what we were right. That's how I played. Referees are part of the game. If you ran a referee over, you could freight train him. Freight train his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Go get him. That's what I would do. Try to run him over. But look, referees are part of the game. Now, all of a sudden, I get the outcry.
Mm-hmm.
I get it in New Orleans. I mean, they've gone kind of, there's a car dealer down there.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did read that story on ESPN that a dealership down in New Orleans is buying billboards.
He wants to ban the game. Yeah. I mean, his name is Matt Bauer.
Mm-hmm.
And he owns dealerships all over southeast. And he's putting billboards up in Atlanta, reminding everyone that the Rams don't belong. The Saints do. I mean, it is crazy. And then there's two lawsuits against the league. Two local attorneys in New Orleans,
mm-hmm,
suing the NFL.
I'm a lawyer.
Based on the rules in the rule book, and they're suing the commissioner to replay. It's to replay the last 1 minute and 49 seconds of the game. Bring everybody back and play that again with the penalty being called and assessed. I mean, you can't do it. It's part of the game. Look, they could have played defense, right? They could have stopped them.
No, yeah. But that, to me, as far as the defense thing, that kind of goes into the other game.
That's the segue.
Mm-hmm.
That's my segue.
There you go. Okay.
I mean, and he got fired. The defensive coordinator
got fired today. Yeah.
I mean, you're playing against Captain America,
mm-hmm,
as some people would call him. You're going against the guy who knows how to win.
As your boy would say, Tommy Greatness. Tommy
exactly.
Terrific.
I mean, he's the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
He is the GOAT.
Yeah.
And that being said, you know what you're going up against. You don't leave the time on the clock. And you don't give them that. You don't give them that opportunity.
Right.
You got to get. Look. I don't know. I know it was the Patriots' call, and they got the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to come up with defenses. You got to blitz. You got to put pressure on them.
Yeah. That was the first game all season the Chiefs did not have sack. all season long, they've had at least one sack, no sacks in that game against the Patriots.
Wow. And look at what they did to Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
They put pressure on him. I felt bad for him in the first half.
Yeah.
I mean, they really beat him up physically.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
They beat the hell out of him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, put him on his back. We're going to be here all day long, in your face.
Mm-hmm.
But he did get it. He got his game together. He straightened it out. I picked the Pats. I picked the Chiefs early in the week last week.
Mm-hmm.
Then I took the Pats because I can't vote it. I can't go against Tom Brady because he's done it to me personally.
Mm-hmm.
Too many times. Too many times, bro. No, you're not going to get me. And the Saints, as I said on Twitter, I ain't counting that one. And as a matter of fact, I told you, some of the betting, mm-hmm. online betting, giving the money back to the fans.
That's me. That seems really, that's crazy right there.
It is crazy.
That is bananas.
Dude, it's crazy. But, I mean, what would you do? I mean, but it's part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I understand it. I understand it. But, I mean, you've got the one thing that we discussed this a bit on the midday show inside the huddle earlier, and it had a lot to do with a little bit of should PIs be, you know, a reviewable or a challengeable thing. The CFL, I know, the gauging that one. I was watching ESPN and your boy Boomer,
right,
was talking about how the CFL.
Why is he back? We went retro. Go ahead.
We're going
I'm
throwback.
Sorry.
We're going throwback here.
Whoop!
It was one of those. He had brought up a stat that over 40 plays of pass interferences were challenged in the CFL, and over 50% of them were overturned,
okay.
whether they were actual pass interferences or they were non-pass interference or whatever kind of thing like that.
Okay.
So the only thing that came to mind for me was if you're going to do something like this, if you're going to bring institute challenging or reviewing pass interference calls, you've got this new football league coming up here after the Super Bowl.
Right.
Try it there. If
right.
it works out, then pick it up. I know that they're not associated with the National Football League, and to my knowledge.
No, they're not.
But this would be one thing where you can kind of gauge it from there.
A great idea. And they should pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
But don't mess with something that's like the NFL. You don't want to mess with it. Although the XFL did some things that the NFL in corporate after they shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, look, to me, the refs are part of the game. If they make a mistake, that's part of the game. I'm sorry. You got to overcome it. And look, Drew Brees threw a pass that maybe he should have taken a sack on when he knew he was going to get hit.
Mm-hmm.
You could see that he was going to get hit.
Yeah.
He could have pulled that down, and there would have been no interception, right?
True. That's true.
I'm just saying. I mean, there's a lot of things that you would have, should have, could have done,
mm-hmm.
but it's part of the game. That's how it unfolds.
I mean, you know this, among many other people that listen to the station know, I'm a Saints fan.
Yeah.
Love the team. Love New Orleans. The thing is, I mean, I kind of looked at it, and after the replay, like, man, I can't, how can you not throw a flag on that?
I'm agreeing with you.
What were you not doing? But at the same time, I'm like, well, Just gotta score and have the defense hold tight. That's how I've always looked at football. You always had to make sure the defense is able to hold down, you know, a drive to force an overtime or something like that.
Defense has got to step up.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you win championships, right? That's what we're taught.
Yeah,
championships are won because of defense.
You show up to watch the offense, but defense wins you games and championships. And, you know, that even then brought up the discussion of overtime rules, you know, how to change that up.
And
that segued to the AFC thing where, okay, Patriots won the coin toss, they get a possession, and they score it, and the game is over. And everyone was up in arms about, well, what about the Chiefs? Like, well, play defense then.
Right. You have to play defense. You've got to get to Tom Brady. And that takes me to another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like him or not, Tony Romo called every play that they ran on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And he called it good. He told every viewer that was watching what was coming.
Look out for Gronk.
Right.
Right to Gronk.
He named it out there. Now, there's guys out there, I wish he shut up. I wish he stopped talking. Then turn your TV down.
Mm-hmm.
Turn your TV down. There's a lot of people that want to know.
What do you think I did? What do you think I did during the Fox broadcast when I turned aside? I don't like to hear Joe Buck. So I turned that off and I listened to the Westwood One call.
Yeah,
that's what I did. There's people that do that. I mean, yeah, there's a time differential mm-hmm. between radio and television, but you know what's coming up and then you can see it. So essentially, you get the first replay.
You do.
So there you go.
I like Tony Romo knowing it.
He's been out of the league for what? Three years?
Two years, 3 years?
Something like that.
Yeah. But that being said, he sat down with these coaches. They told him, they gave him a little information. He looked at packages and everything. It was Tony Romo playing quarterback again from up top.
Mm-hmm.
It's not being a coach or anything. Now, I'm not saying Tony Romo, he could be a coach. Because of what he's been through.
Mm-hmm.
He's been quarterback for, what, 12-something years? I mean, yeah, he should see it. He's seen it. He hasn't seen it for 3 years, but he knows it well. So he sees what's coming and everything like that. I remember Tom Brady was – you remember he got suspended for the
– Oh, the Deflategate or whatever.
Yeah, and he was here
mm-hmm.
for the Colorado game.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, as an honorary captain.
So – Colorado blitzes and lays Wilton Spate out. Remember mm-hmm. that? Lays
yep.
him out. He gets up limping a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady on the sideline saw that blitz coming.
I believe it.
Way before anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And Wilton, obviously, did not see it. But that's the nature of the game. That's the quarterback. That's the position. You know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Gronk was singled up. Everybody should have said, hey, he's by himself.
That's a huge matchup differential, you know? It's like a guard going a point guard going up against a center.
Right.
You can read that firsthand, like, okay, he's not shooting deep balls because he's got to go over a 7 foot tall, you know, glass of milk.
Right.
How are you going to be able to do that when you're 5 foot, 6 foot something? Can't get over a 7-footer.
And I know Eric Berry played, but I mean, he hadn't played. He played in that game.
Yeah. But he'd been off because he had that injury.
Exactly. So he's going against Gronk, an all-pro tight end
mm-hmm.
who can split out
yeah.
and make plays. He can run the slant, obviously. And it's like Tony Romo said, that slant's coming because if they come up and try to jam, because they were talking. Look it, they gave you Edelman. And if you doubled on Edelman,
yep.
you had Gronk.
Mm-hmm.
And then guess what? Tom Brady knows how to count.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at when he was wanted to run. He looked at how many people we got 3-on-3. We can block this on the weak side.
Mm-hmm.
They did. They got 3-on-3 on a hat, and they were able to run the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, it's common sense. And Tony Romo made it, and he didn't make people feel stupid. He gave it to you. Here's this. I'd look out for this. Mm-hmm. I see this coming, and it actually happened.
Yeah. He was like the damn Miss Cleo of the NFL, you know? Yeah. He's going to run up the middle. Touchdown, Rex Burkhead. You know? It was just one of those things where you're watching it, and even with him saying, like, I don't see a PA, I don't see a, you know, a play action here. I could see it run up the middle. I don't understand why they're not lowing the box up. I thought the same damn thing in that overtime possession that led to that touchdown run.
Right. He made you smart. It's all of a sudden.
Like, why aren't you lowing the box
right.
up?
My daughter starts saying it.
Like, if you don't load the box up at that point, you can tell maybe there may be a PA.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, you're just looking at it, you're going, why is there only 7 men in the box? And you're playing it like he's gonna pass it to Hogan or Edelman, who aren't on the field. They're playing a big package.
Yep.
Play the damn, you know, play the block up the middle. Block the A and B gap. I mean, for crying out loud.
Oh, my God. It was frustrating.
If you could be on the outside, well, then that was on the defensive coordinator for loading the box up. And, hey, you got beat that way.
And
but,
you had the competitive advantage. They couldn't hear.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't hear. It was
two of the loudest stadiums in the country, the Superdome and Arrowhead.
Exactly.
And they both home teams just could not get it.
They couldn't win.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, the Rams came to play defense.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know where that came from. They usually don't play good defense.
They got good interior on the line in front.
And Aaron Donald gets there. Sue gets there. Little plays and Flowers.
Mm-hmm.
They play good. But hey, the Saints have been running roughshod over everybody.
Oh yeah.
I mean, throwing it, getting it done. Michael Thomas was killing.
Yeah.
In the first game.
Yeah, and then this game, only 48 yards.
Wow.
48 receiving yards.
That's called defense.
Yeah.
That's called we made adjustments. That's mm-hmm. called we made adjustments for this game so you don't beat us that way. And oh, by the way, we're going to get to Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
We know how to. Did you see some of them gaping holes that the defense was killing them on?
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Donald was back there on the handoff on some of those.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, look.
Yeah, I mean, combined running, I think they only had 50 yards on the ground between the two, between Kamara and Ingram.
Ingram, yeah.
So, I mean, they found the ways to win, and I tweeted out after the game was done, was I upset the Saints lost? Absolutely.
Sure.
Was it a great game, though? Absolutely. That was a hell of a game to watch.
That was a great game.
And then we got the treat afterwards of a fourth quarter that combined, I think they said 38 points just in the fourth quarter alone in that AFC game.
That AFC game was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw, look, if Tom Brady is passing the torch, wow.
Mm-hmm.
He sure said, not right now, right now. Not, young man, not yet.
The flame is still lit on my torch.
I'm going to carry it a little bit longer. Mm-hmm.
It's a little too cold to be passing that torch off to you, young blood. But I'll tell you what, maybe next year, keep that torch ready.
Look, if that's the future for Kansas City,
mm-hmm.
you gotta think that they'll be ready next year.
No doubt about it. They'll be ready.
Look, they supplanted Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
They are the team behind the Patriots. As long mm-hmm. as Tom Brady plays, it's his.
Exactly it.
It's his. Mm-hmm. He does it with no name players.
Exactly. I mean,
he does it with no name players.
Who's Chris Hogan?
Exactly.
Where do you play at?
I don't know.
You know where Rex Burkhead played at?
Nebraska.
Okay.
Okay, I got that one because he's a Big Ten.
Yeah. James White.
James White. Don't know where he came from.
Wisconsin.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. That one I had to look up as well.
Okay. All right.
Julian Edelman. Where'd he play?
He was at Kent State. He was a quarterback, wasn't mm-hmm. he?
I believe so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got that. The only guy you know is Sony Michel.
Yeah. Joe Wujo.
Right.
I mean, other than that, I mean, Gronkowski, we know he waited in Arizona.
Yep.
But I mean, other than that, I mean, you don't know where these weapons play from. Like, I had no idea they had a Dorsett on the team, if I'm not mistaken.
The wide receiver, yes.
Yeah. Like,
he's not Tony D's kid.
No. But you look at it and you're like, Dorsett. I know they had a Dorsett on the team. I know they had this person on the team.
Yeah, I saw him. He was hurt. He was injured.
Mm-hmm.
He just came back.
Who is it? Is it Devlin or whatever? They're fullback.
Yep, they're fullback.
I never knew who that was. I didn't know they had a fullback set.
Exactly.
Like, dog.
Wait. They surprised a lot of people with their sets.
Mm-hmm.
They brought back sets that they didn't play with until they played the Chiefs again.
And I think one of the big reasons why, too, that damn cold was one of the big things as well.
Oh, yeah.
And it was that cold, you knew there was going to be a lot of running happening on that field.
And you needed someone to pick up the big fellas that were coming.
Mm-hmm.
You had to keep Tom Brady clean. The cool thing is, if he's not pressured, he can chew you up.
Oh,
he will slice you up. And he did.
Mm-hmm.
But even if I get it, he's going to go to Edelman. If he doesn't go to Edelman, he's going to Gronk. If he's not doing that, he's looking for White. He's looking for Hogan over here.
Mm-hmm.
You guys need to get in the groove.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
They got a whole bunch of nobodies, but yet at the end of the day, there's somebody because they get points and they get wins.
That's been the remedy.
Mm-hmm.
You know it as well as I do. If you play New England and Bill Belichick has a week to get ready for you, look out. Just like I say to the Rams got a high-powered offense. But in that Super Bowl, do you really think I'm going to take the Rams over Tom Brady and that the no-name specialty guys, offensive line, I didn't know they – I thought they were getting old, too. Mm-hmm. I didn't know they were that good.
Right.
But they blocked them up.
By the way, Chris Hogan, Penn State.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, Penn State University.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, look.
Like you said, a bunch of people that you no one knows about, really,
mm-hmm.
and they're still able to do it. You know, I kind of compare that to a little bit. Was the 2004 Pistons. You think about that. Think about this. You had a lot of you didn't have an – you didn't really have a captain with that Pistons team. Everyone played their part. They played their role on that championship team, okay?
Right. My nephew just texted me. He lives in Massachusetts, so he was just correcting me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Dorsett.
Uh-huh.
He lost his job to Josh Gordon, obviously.
Oh, yeah, that's
Gordon
right.
Gordon is suspended,
mm-hmm.
so Dorsett got his job back.
I got you, yeah.
Thanks, PJ. Appreciate that.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
It makes sense now. I forgot, like I said, he kind of fell off the radar.
Right.
And, of course, you know, you remember Gordon, but, of course, you know, he's dealing with his
James Devlin. Uh-huh. Devlin went to Brown, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
So we got a smarty pants on
exactly.
the team.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Someone who's got intelligence.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there you go. I mean, a bunch of guys that play their role to victory. That's kind of, to me, that's kind of like the 2004 Pistons. You mm-hmm. had guys that played their role that got you victories and eventually led to a championship. And now look at what you got.
Wow.
You got the Pats that are going to their third straight Super Bowl title game.
But wasn't this the year was supposed to be Tom Brady's falling off time?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Pats haven't been that good. They did win the AFC East again for the 10th straight time.
Yep, and a landslide.
Right. But other than that,
They were slipping. They're old news.
Gronk is getting old. Mm-hmm. He's probably playing his last game.
Gronk is playing hurt.
Right.
Brady is over the he's beyond Brady, over the hill.
He's not he's not moving in the pocket as much.
Mm-hmm.
And him and Belichick are still mad at one another because they got rid of the quarterback and sent him to San Francisco.
Yep. Plus, you've always had the issues with Brady and their OC McDaniels. They always were butting heads. You ever saw it on the sideline? Always kind of. You know, yelling at each other, you know, after, you know, an interception or something like that. But all you can do is just do what Brady and Gronk did on the way to the team bus. Just shrug your shoulders like,
dude, I even put that out there. I mean, any more questions?
I mean, the best way to say it, like Beeline would said, it was dripping with swag, man.
Exactly.
They were just dripping with swag.
It's just
so
crazy,
much
man.
Swag, no doubt.
I think I got my swagger back.
Yes, you did, Tom. Yes, you did.
He did. And you know what? He's enjoying this ride.
Oh, no doubt.
Tom Brady, look, dude, when he used to win, he never put anything on social media or anything like that. But have you noticed?
Mm-hmm.
He talks about the game before game. He's videoing himself and mm-hmm. everything like that after the game. Yeah.
Yeah. You know who's not digging it?
Who?
His old lady.
He did. Wait a minute. He did point her out.
Yeah.
In the interview. He thanked her and everything like that. Love you, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. He trying to get some brownie points when he get back to the crib.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine. I don't have a concussion.
I'm good, baby.
Exactly.
I can still perform.
You get that cut. You still keep making that cash, girl.
Mm-hmm. Because I can still perform.
That being said, we need to go to a break. We come back. We still got it rolling over here. You're listening to the M Zone.